Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 320 for Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower Wednesday as losses in the Chicago soy complex and a general sell-off in the global financial markets weighed on prices. Canola was up by 40 cents to down $5. The most active months all lower, the May contract down 3 at $470 per ton. Soy oil was down by over half a cent per pound, while Malaysian palm oil was also weaker overnight. Chart-based selling contributed to the declines as canola backed away from nearby resistance. An increase in farmer hedges was another factor as producers took advantage of the recent strength in the market. But on the other side, the Canadian dollar was down by over 0.75 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. The softer currency supported canola as it helped boost crush margins and also should be making exports more attractive to global buyers pricing in U.S. dollars. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower, with soybeans leading to the downside as traders took profits on recent gains. A stronger tone in the U.S. dollar was bearish across the board, as the firmer currency there cuts into export demand for U.S. grains and oilseeds. Soybeans were down by 4 to 6 cents, the May contract down 5 at $9.05 per bushel. After hitting their best levels in 5 months yesterday, the soy market was due for a correction. Increased farmer deliveries of old crop beans brought on by the recent strength in the market contributed to the losses. The advancing South American harvest was another bearish influence. For corn, prices were down 1 to 3 cents, the May contract down 2 at $3.68 per bushel. Losses in crude oil and other outside markets, favorable South American crop conditions, large old crop U.S. supplies, and increased export competition elsewhere in the world all weighed on corn. But investor short covering and positioning ahead of next week's USDA acreage report were supportive. For wheat, prices were down 2 to 5 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.63 per bushel. Ample world supplies and poor export demand did put pressure on wheat, while forecasts calling for some beneficial rain in the U.S. winter wheat belt also weighed on prices. However, colder temperatures are also in the forecasts, and the possibility that some of the wheat crop will be damaged didn't help limit the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.